You're listening to Drive on ABC Radio.
We have been talking about the Queen's Birthday honours across the course of the day and this afternoon. The last lady we were talking to said she doesn't get many thrills at 80, but she got one today and she was popping champagne as we spoke to her. But my next guest has come in without the bottle of champagne.
Sadly, yes.
Sadly. She should have bought a flask in. Dr. Catherine Keenan is the co-founder and executive director of Story Factory. And Story Factory is a fantastic space for marginalised children. It's a place where their creativity is fostered and nurtured. More than 17,500 students have enrolled in programs at the Story Factory since it began in 2012. Now, Catherine Keenan has been recognised with a Queen's Birthday Honour as the co-founder and executive director of the centre, and she was also Australian of the Year Local Hero in 2016, which means she may have licked the back of her head on a stamp. How are you? Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Sarah. I'm very well. How are you?
Good. So this is a real recognition of your significant service to children and how you're such an advocate for improving literacy and the community of Redfern. It's a great story. Where did it actually all begin for you? It began with a TED Talk.
It is. I know. It's not a very inspiring answer.
It totally is. Because TED Talks are very inspiring, but most of us watch them and then we go, what a great person. You did more than that.
So I did watch a TED Talk by Dave Eggers, who is an American novelist, and he set up a writing centre for kids in San Francisco in 2002 called 826 Valencia. So I watched that TED Talk and I sent it to my friend Tim and I was like, oh, that's really interesting. You should watch this too. And that was Tim Dick, who was my colleague at the Sydney Morning Herald at the time, my friend. And he also thought it was very compelling. But then we started to think about, well, could we create a writing centre like that here in Sydney? And if we did, what would it look like and how would it be different? And so we went over to San Francisco and we saw Dave and the people at H6 and they were very supportive, kind of said, yes, we'll do what we can to help you. And then we came back here and spoke to lots of people and sort of figured out how we could take that model and adapt it to work in Sydney.
How did you change it? Because Sydney is different to San Fran. They've got a lot in common, the cities, but what did you want to do that was particularly needed for Sydney and New South Wales?
We, at 826, it's a creative writing centre for kids, but they also do lots of homework help. And we looked around in Redfern and there were at least three or four other places that were already doing homework help. So we thought, well, we don't need to do that. But the bit that we were really excited about and that we really love was the writing part. Mm. And that is the area where, Indigenous kids from low socioeconomic backgrounds are on average 3 years behind in their literacy than their more advantaged peers, which is a terrible shame in a place as rich as Australia. So we really wanted to kind of show kids that writing can be super fun. It's really, it's powerful. It's exciting. And, if you can do it, you can do a lot better at school. You can find your voice. You can join the world more fully. And that's what we wanted to make happen.
Yeah, so there's creativity, expression, but also great skills for improving literacy involved in storytelling, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Like it's all, there's a kind of, we often say that there's sort of two strands in what we're doing, that one, we're improving writing skills, but it's also about creativity. Like writing is often the forgotten creative art. People think of creative arts, they think of visual art and dancing, but writing is super creative and writing is always problem solving. It's always trying to thinking about how you get from one place to the next, how you put it all together, so it's developing all these really important creative and critical thinking skills, which are like increasingly important for anyone who wants to sort of survive and work in our world.
Yeah. So what do the kids do? What kind of workshops do they take part in to help them with their writing and their creativity?
There's so many different types of writing that we focus on. So we have an amazing team of storytellers who are all really great writers and teachers themselves. So we've done everything from, we've done newspapers, we've done poetry. We did one that was Welcome to Fear City, where they imagined this city where everyone had a really weird fear, like they were afraid of belly buttons or they were afraid of eyebrows or something.
Belly buttons are weird.
Yeah, they are weird. There's actually a word for it, which I can't remember what it is.
It's an actual phenomenon.
It's an actual thing, yeah. It's an actual phobia. Which is really great because if you start with a city where everyone has a fear, that gives you a starting point for your story. Everyone's got something they're running away from. We've created plays, we've done little animations with kids, all kinds of things. So we really work to find the type of writing that will work with the kids where we're working with, something that will really get them excited, and something that will give them that kind of creative that space to play creatively.
What age are the kids?
They go from about 7. So it's usually at the point where kids have learned to write. Like, we're not a literacy program per se. We're a creative writing program. So it's usually about year 3, and then we go through to year 12.
You must have seen some real interesting changes in kids who have found an ability to write and an imagination and access and a tool to open up that imagination and to let it out over the years.
Yeah, you do. Like, it's really, I mean, one of the sort of really basic changes that happens all the time is that the kids who walk in, you know, like they often don't like writing. You know, they often have low literacy. They're like, oh, this is not for me. I don't like this. And, you know, it's really, really great to see them in 3 weeks' time, you know, getting excited because they've got this thing they want to say. So we spend a lot of time working with kids, working out what do you want to say in your story? What is the exciting part? So that, you know, it's really hard when you have a blank piece of paper in front of you to try and write.
It's awful. Yeah.
All writers will tell you that. So we kind of really work so that by the time they get to the point where they are writing things down, they know what they want to say, they're excited, they've, you know, worked out how they can do it, you know, they've got that kind of support. So when you walk into a room of kids who initially thought they didn't like writing and they're all writing really hard, that is really, really good.
What other parts, impact has that had on other parts of their life?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? One of our students, a former student, was talking about this the other day, and she said that one of the things, I mean, apart from the learning around skills in writing, et cetera, she said one of the things that she noticed was that she put her hand up more in class. And it was not necessarily to answer a question, it was often to ask a question, because it was just feeling like, I can, you know, my voice can be heard. I'm worth listening to, you know, and I think that is kind of super important.
So small but so enormous. Dr. Catherine Keenan is my guest, co-founder and executive director of Story Factory. So you started in Redfern, you've now got another centre in Parramatta, and you must have a lot of volunteers who help you do your work as well. What do they get out of the experience?
Yeah, so all our programs are sort of led and designed by our amazing staff who have all this sort of pedagogical experience. And then we have this incredible team of currently, I think, about 1,300, 1,400 volunteers, and they come from all walks of life. They are aged between 15 and about 80, I think. And they are there to work with the kids during the class and support them as they write. So their job is to go, oh man, that's awesome. And then what happens to this guy, you know, and just to help, you know, when the kids get stuck on how to spell a word, the volunteer can help them. Whereas otherwise, if there's no one to help them, sometimes that's the point where they stop writing, you know, yeah, they kind of pull out of the whole thing. Yeah, I know it's, well, that's kind of what we think. But so the volunteers are really terrific. So their job is really crucial because it makes the kids feel supported, because often if you have low literacy, you feel really worried about writing and you feel like you're not very good at it. And having someone there to say, oh, that is a good idea, that is great, so tell me what could happen after that, you know, it is really, really valuable. And a lot of the teachers we work with really talk about what difference it makes, because if we've got one of our storytellers and say 5 volunteers in the room, it really changes it makes the interaction much more personal. It gives the kids the kind of support that even the best teachers find it really hard to.
You've done work in schools as well, haven't you? And
we mostly work in schools, yeah. Like 95% of our workshops are in schools.
Right. So you go to the school, and can schools just ring you and say, can you come?
Yep. Any school can ring us and say we'll come, but we'll only come if, we focus on working with young people who don't have as many opportunities as others. So we look at the socioeconomic index, we look at the proportion of Indigenous kids and kids from culturally diverse backgrounds and new arrivals, and we work with, you know, we talk about we want to work with kids whose voices are not heard as much as they should be.
Yeah. All right. And you must have heard so many great voices over the years. What does this actual honouring in the Queen's Birthday list, a member of the Order of Australia, mean for Story Factory? Is it all about awareness for you?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Funding?
Look, it's, you know, we're a very small organisation and we have no marketing budget. So being able to come on the radio and talk about things and, you know, have some people hear about us is really helpful. We are a not-for-profit organisation. We are mostly funded by philanthropists and by corporate partners. So any support is always a huge help to us.
All right. Okay, terrific. Do you go to a ceremony for this?
No, there's no ceremony. Yeah. It's a sort of unusual. I didn't realise that. No, nothing really happens. You just read your name in the paper. And there's apparently a function in September or October.
Right. You weren't just told about it today, though, were you?
No, a little while ago.
You got a little bit of a warning and you had to keep it secret, didn't you?
We did.
All right. Well, we'll let you go home and have champagne.
Thank you very much, Kath Sarah. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming in. Co-founder and executive director of Story Factor and now member of the Order of Australia.